In Chinese art, I don't know if you've seen these, but quite often you see a picture of a monk with a great big stack of books on his back, in a sort of backpack. I saw a really brilliant one of these. I don't know if you went to it, but there was a great exhibition of Chinese art at the Victoria and Albert Museum about a year ago. And I was completely captivated by this image of a monk. He's got a great expression of hard labour on his face. He's carrying this enormous backpack, which has got all sorts of things hanging off it, all kinds of implements. And from it, incense is rising. So this is the great big bag of Dharma that he's carrying along the way, along the Silk Road. And I think the incense rising from it is the sort of Adisthana of the Dharma books. And amazingly, he is accompanied by a tiger. And the tiger in this particular illustration has got this really demented expression. It's a really batty tiger. But anyway, apparently this was quite a common thing. The image of the monk and the tiger, the monk on the Silk Road and the tiger, was very often seen. So we have to ask, who is the monk? What is the tiger? Actually, all kinds of people have written all kinds of stuff about that. You can look it up. But I think it's an image of a personal journey as well as a collective one. If you like, the duty of the Sangha over all the ages has been to communicate the Dharma, to keep the Dharma moving, whether it's learning it, whether it's travelling with it. But also, each of us are travelling through time with our own load of probably books, amongst other things, I would think. Probably some things we'd rather not carry. But, well, Bhante gives us some quite good advice about what we might think about when we decide what to read. I'll come to that a bit later, particularly where you might find just such information. Let's see. Nalanda's library was destroyed. Other libraries over time have been destroyed. It doesn't seem to be an accident. It's as though they're targeted sometimes at times of war and aggression, as though it's the desire to destroy something, a culture that's seen to be a threat or a rival. Actually, I lived in Norwich at the time. Its public library was burned down. I mean, not through any aggressive action, but even then there were people weeping in the streets. There's something quite strong about the death of a library. But I must say today, I can't help but think of all the people in Paris demonstrating Je suis Charlie and thinking about the right to free speech and the desire to hold things sacred. And how do we deal with that? The Buddha had a very wise approach to dealing with insults. And actually, I was listening to the radio this morning and hearing a Muslim woman in Paris saying that Muhammad had similar advice. Anyway, just thinking about the destruction of Nalanda all that time ago, I thought, well, we could think, well, Nusam Nalanda. We are we have that continuity. You know, if nobody keeps protecting the Dharma, if nobody else does, it won't happen. We need to do it.